This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, September wheat opened at 8.65, up 5 on the open. December, 8.75, up 6. At the Chicago Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 8.72, up 1 on the open. December, 8.96, up 5.5. March, 8.98, up 6.5. May, 7.79, down 7. July, $6, up 2 on the open. September corn opened at 324, down a half on the open. December, 341, down a quarter. March, 357, down 3/4. May, 367.5, down a half. July, 376.5, down a quarter. September, 382, down 2.25. December, 390, down 1.5. March, 397.5, down 2.75 on the open. September beans open at 9.14, up 9 on the open. November, 9.28, up 7.5. January, 9.42.5, up 6.75. March, 9.53, up 5.5. May, 9.59, up 6. July, 9.65.5, up 4 on the open. September soybean meal open at 2.51, up a dollar on the open. October, 2.52, up 20. September soybean oil opened at 38.50, up 62 on the open. October, 38.60, up 58. October live cattle open at 95.65, down 5 on the open. December, 99.45, down 15. February, 190, down 12.5. April, 101, down 12.5 on the open. September feeders open at 118.80, up 27.5 on the open. October, 118.50, up 17.5. November, 118.80, up 7.5. January, 116.75, up 2.5 on the open. October lean hogs open at 65.75, down 10 on the open. December, 68 down 10. February, 71 down 32.5. April, 71.80 down 22.5 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 86.55, down 27.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Anything in the reports this morning that would suggest that we would trade any differently than we have been trading since the last report?
You know, it was probably a report that probably left a lot of, created more questions than answers, in my opinion. And the earliest ones, of course, the government kept the Australian production basically unchanged. Also, they did raise the corn production considerably, and I think that was anticipated. The soybean production came in basically unchanged. Of course, we're looking at a frost issue in the upper Midwest. And then, so the, you know, when we talk about and go out and examine some of the soybean fields and also getting some of the reports, you know, the verdict is still out on the actual size of the soybean crop in the United States. Wheat continues to be an interesting commodity in here. About the only thing we do pick up that we think is reliable is that the demand for soft red winter wheat seed is tremendous, and we do expect a very large acreage planted in that area.
So the status quo then?
Well, I think that this crop is very large, and it is still going to tax the infrastructure of our, you know, of our system, and it was brought out in the Champaign News Gazette by Ann Cook that, you know, she took a survey of several of the large cooperatives and some of the elevators, and, you know, most of them are adding storage. So that part is good. I think the other one that I think is interesting is that the government did cut the demand from the ethanol production, 100 million bushels. And I also thought that was interesting. And several people in the industry indicate that the Congress does need to pass energy legislation for more mandated usage. And, of course, in an election year, that's probably going to be hard to accomplish right now.
So how much of a red flag is that reduction in FSI in your mind?
Well, I think it is a red flag, and it means that money is probably tight, and also the price of ethanol could be a little better. So, you know, those are two things that I think are interesting. The good thing is that the industry is basically going to use 3.3 million bushels, billion bushels, versus a year ago at 2.25 billion bushels, and that does show more usage. But, hey, we have a big crop of corn to use, and our carryover next year is a very large 1.675 billion bushels.
Before the report, wheat and corn were going in opposite directions. Do you feel like the numbers today made it more likely that wheat and corn will go in the same direction? In other words, will corn begin following wheat more strongly now?
No, I don't think. I think they're two different commodities and two different worlds, and I don't think we can draw any conclusions because it's such an unusual market situation.
What do you like about an idea of a bean oil-led market? When you look at the bean oil number, that explains why soy oil is up 62, and trade is going to crush for the oil in the next little bit of time?
Well, and of course, overnight we did see Indonesia had a very large earthquake at 7.9, and that's possibly a factor in that market. You know, I think the real thing in the soybean deal is the yield. The general feeling is we do have to balloon acres up over 4 million acres next year in order to get things equated. And there are knowledgeable people in the industry that feel we could even be smaller on this production. And I think it's a supply situation in the soybean situation more than any demand from the bean meal or bean oil at this time.
Well, soybeans have rallied over a dollar in the last 3 weeks or so. Would you be not surprised for them to try the contract high of 950, say, in the next 30 days?
Yeah, it is unusual. Of course, this is harvest time, and the million-dollar question in my mind, does the market need $9 cash beans from the combine in order to make the equation work? And I'm going to say it's going to take another 2 weeks for us to know that answer. And the reason I say that is we think the double crop beans are basically shot. We think that if the beans do come in a half a bushel to a bushel smaller, you know, then that's a reason for us to touch the season size. And the other factor in the soybean equation is what happens if China does start bidding for soybeans in the export market, and that would also encourage that kind of a price level.
Let's go ahead and get back on the corn, because we really didn't talk about price levels there. What are you anticipating over the next 30 days?
Well, one of the comments that we did bring up at the Farm Progress Show was that we are going to have to bid for acres in the 2008 plantings. Our general impression is that with more wheat acres and with the high-priced fertilizer and, of course, the strong soybean market and maybe some reluctance out of the growing countries of Argentina and Brazil, bean acres will also probably take away from corn. If for some reason we do get 7 million acres of corn production taken away next year, you know, then we are getting very close to some sort of a major bottom. But once again, the reason that we are reluctant to be too friendly here at the corn this time is that it is a very large carryover, and B, the ethanol industry is slowing down some of its growth, and three, it's some people are, you know, from our that came up to us at the Farm Progress Show, they're committed to corn. You know, they don't have a bean head. They're 100% to the corn industry, and it's going to be hard to get, I think, a 7 million acre cut based on present conditions.
So what will do the heavy lifting, the basis, or will futures have to do some work here to the downside yet?
My general impression is that 200 bushel corn will, $3 a bushel, will encourage some harvest sales. The general feeling here is that this market is still in the discovery process, and I'm not sure what will happen. I do feel that something above 325 on the DEES futures will be major support in here on the futures, and the country elevators seem to be very ready to put a lot of corn on the ground. So there'll be a market for the corn. It might even go to the ground for everything to equate. But at the present time, there doesn't seem to be any magic demand from the corn bushels, you know, and that goes also with exports and also with domestic usage. They did increase the exports 100 million bushels, but, you know, it's a very attainable number. Barge freight's extremely expensive, so it's going to be expensive to export corn into the world market.
Grand talking to you, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana.